comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I know you could be doing a million other things, but you've chosen to be here, and I appreciate it. Talk radio like nowhere else on Earth. We're here because you have a right to know, and you matter. We have a brand new forum category in our forums. You want to be sure and check that out. And for those of you who are members, you got a message in your message box. Do you check those? A lot of people don't, and they miss out on all kinds of good stuff because they don't check their message box. Anyway, we have this new forum category with two forum threads or two forums in the category. Be sure you check it out. We have a lot of other forum categories and forums as well, but check out the new one, all right? K-Files is the name of our free weekly newsletter. If you're new to the show, you don't know about that. We have a free weekly newsletter, and if you go to my website, all you have to do to subscribe is look where it says K-Files right in the middle of your screen, click it, and subscribe. Then you get a confirmation email with a link you have to use to activate your subscription. That's it. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to. Be sure you do that. It is worth it. It's a good publication. We've been publishing that now. On the 11th of this month, we will have been broadcasting for 11 years. And I started publishing the K-Files about the third, maybe the fourth week after we started broadcasting. And some of our subscribers have been with us that whole time. So, must be fairly good publication. And like I say, if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. But there's no reason for you to be in the dark, so go subscribe. All right? We are 100% listener supported. Without your support, we're not here tomorrow. It works that way. I don't play commercial advertising spots on the show. And there are reasons for that. Part of it is we had a lot of people asking us to stop doing that. And so we took the plunge a couple of years back, and we are 100% listener supported. Without your support, there is no Kevin Smith Show. We need your support, and there are two ways to do that. One way is join our members area. That's only 23 cents a day, $6.95 a month, $6.95 a month. That's one trip to Starbucks out of the whole month. That's one trip to McDonald's out of the whole month, all right? And that pays for your subscription to the members area. Another way is to click that donation button that's on the website and send us a donation in any amount. I do get people that send me emails, nasty stuff about begging for money. I'm not begging for money. I'm telling you, though, the only way we can be here listener support. We need your help. We'll be back right after this. All right. right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is Open Line Live tonight. BYOT, bring your own topic. And, man, I tell you what, you know, right at the moment, you've heard me make fun of people that say, well, if UFOs are real, why don't they just go ahead and land on the White House lawn? I make fun of those people because that's just utterly stupid. But even if a UFO landed right on the White House lawn in front of all the cameras, CNN, Fox News, CBS, NBC, ABC, everybody, Euronews, everybody's got cameras pointed at the White House. If a UFO right now landed right there, and the occupants got out and walked around on the lawn of the White House, I don't think it would make the news. And I don't think it might get mentioned, but that would be about it. Because right now, everybody's focused on Osama bin Laden. But there are other important things, truly important things, happening around the world other than Osama bin Laden. But my email reflects that that's very much on the minds of people who listen to this show. It's very much on people's minds, and I think that's normal. That's natural. One guy sent me an email, and the subject line said, "Osama been dead long." And you know that, I mean, that strain of thought, and it's not without support. Very serious people, very high-ranking government officials, both in our government and in other governments, have made statements over the past 9 or 10 years that Osama bin Laden has been dead since 2001. And so that's where that comes from. Now, this is BYOT. This is Bring Your Own Topic Night. And if you want to talk about Osama bin Laden, we will do so. So long as I'm not going to introduce that topic. I'm just letting you know that we will do so, so long as you don't get into politics with it. Okay, the Osama saga, as you know, is not something that happened in just one presidency, but three presidencies, maybe four. I'm not really sure about going all the way back to the Reagan era, but certainly, and with Reagan, I'm including Reagan and then George I. Because he was the vice president first under Reagan, and then he was president. So that era. I'm not really sure if Osama goes all the way back into that. But he certainly was active and known during the Clinton administration, during the George W. administration, and during the Obama administration. So, you know, there's no reason for us to get political on this, and we shall not do so on this show. However, if it's on your mind and you want to talk about Osama and the alleged recent killing of Osama bin Laden, then you bring that topic up, and we'll talk about it. But there are a lot of other things that we can talk about, and I hope that you haven't lost sight of the fact that off this planet, there are things happening that affect us on this planet. Things much bigger than Osama bin Laden. Things much bigger than the economy. Things much bigger than American politics or American foreign policy. Things bigger than each individual nation on this planet. There are things taking place off planet that, as I say, affect us here, and they manifest themselves here. There are increased numbers of UFOs being reported around the world. The number of UFO reports around the world has skyrocketed in just the past few years, and a great many people who always said, "I don't think there's any such thing as UFOs," a great many of those people are now saying, "Well, I saw one." And I happen to know of one individual who is a fairly well-known personality, fairly well-known person to people who are UFO enthusiasts, due to at least one book that he's written. And this individual has always maintained that there's no such thing as alien abduction. Now, there may be more than one of these individuals. There may be more than one person out there that fits this description, but this is one I know about. And he's always maintained there's no such thing as alien abduction. That's just not happening. And so he's spoken at conferences, he's written about it and so forth, and he's been sort of set in concrete on that, and then it happened to him. And so life has changed for that individual. Life has changed rather dramatically. His outlook on all of this has been dramatically altered. I think for a lot of people, when they discover something is true that they have always believed was not true, it's rather a shattering experience. And I'm not immune to beliefs. We all have beliefs. I don't have any beliefs when it comes to UFOs and extraterrestrials and things like that. I really, truly don't have beliefs. There are things that I know and things that I don't know. And the things that I don't know, I don't speculate that they are one way or the other. I simply say, well, I don't know, and we need to investigate some more. And it's very interesting. And but we're none of us are immune to beliefs. We all of us have some beliefs about something. So when you hear me say I don't believe in anything, I'm talking about in our genre. Belief is something that goes with faith. I mean, it is faith. It's the same, comes from the same root word as faith. It's just two different English words that translate the same word. One is the word is translated sometimes as faith, and it's translated other times as belief. Now, the reason we do that is because that word actually comes to us from Greek, and that word is pistuo or pistuomen, and it is a verb. And so in English, we devise some way to use it as a noun. And that's where we got the word faith. We don't say, I'm faithing this. Okay, that would be a verb. What we say is, I'm believing this. And then we say, do you have faith? That's using it as a noun. But we did that just to accommodate English in its original language that we translated it from. This word is a verb. But faith comes with religion. Okay, I mean, it's attached to religion and spiritual things and other things that are not religious and not spiritual. There's no reason for us to attach faith to it. Either we can know it or we don't know it. I mean, I don't have any faith in oranges. I know they exist. I don't have any faith in golf balls. I know they exist. So, but sometimes we attach faith to things we really have no business attaching faith to, and then we get all messed up. But when you do that, and you have believed that something is true, or you have believed that something is not true, and then you come face to face with a reality that proves to you that what you have believed was not correct. When you do that, guess what? It's earth-shattering for you. It can really, really shake you up. There was never any reason for there to be something theological attached to whether the earth is round or not. They did it, but there was no reason to do it. There was never any reason for them to attach theology to whether the earth is the center of all of the heavens and everything revolves around us. There was never any reason to attach something theological to that. But they did it. And because the actual reality became known, Copernicus, Galileo, these guys paid a heavy price personally because someone out there had decided to believe something about things that do not require belief. They just are. And so, it can kind of shake you up. And we are living in a time where a lot of people are getting their belief systems shaken up, and actually, they should. If you've decided to believe in basketballs, and then you find out that there's really no such thing as a basketball, but you've attached faith to the basketball, that would shake you up, but you deserve to be shaken up. If you're foolish enough to attach faith to something that does not ask for nor require faith, you deserve to be shaken up, and you will be. And we're seeing a whole lot of that happening around the world. Lots and lots of folks, the UFO phenomena is increasing. People, more and more people are seeing these UFOs. More and more and more debunkers are having more problems trying to debunk UFOs, and they're saying more and more outlandish, stupid nonsense. So it's shaking them up too. But we're seeing a phenomena happen around UFOs. At least I think we are. It was pointed out to me by an article that I read. This article was written by Stephen Griffiths, and it's a good article, but it points out something I had not noticed. Well, I guess I had, but I just hadn't really put it together in my mind. I hadn't really thought about it very much. I kind of had noticed, and that is this. We used to have some fantastic, wonderful sci-fi television programs. I mean, you had Star Trek, the original Star Trek. You had Star Trek Next Generation, Star Trek DS9, Star Trek Voyager. You had Battlestar Galactica. You had Space 1999, Babylon 5, Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits, The X-Files, Firefly, Stargate SG-1, and then all the various spinoffs, right? And some others I probably haven't mentioned here. What happened? Where did they go? There's almost no such thing as sci-fi television series now. Even on the sci-fi channel, you tune into that, and very often you're watching something that has nothing to do with sci-fi at all. What happened? As the UFO experience has skyrocketed, UFO encounters, people seeing UFOs, as that has skyrocketed, the number of sci-fi television shows has plummeted. It's like they passed each other. So you had skyrocketing UFO reports going up, plummeting numbers of sci-fi television shows on their way down in a big hurry. What happened? What's up with that? Well, in this article, Stephen Griffiths asked the question, is it just possible that the reason is because disclosure is about to happen? Is it possible that the number of sci-fi shows has plummeted? Is it possible that the reason for that is because none of the movie companies, none of the studios, none of the production companies involved in producing these TV shows and movies about sci-fi, and, you know, yeah, it's fiction, but it's got some science thrown in there as well. I mean, look at Star Wars. None of them want to invest money to produce a series for television or a big budget movie about something that is about to become a face-to-face reality for the public. In other words, it's only going to make money if it is sci-fi and therefore thrilling. If it's setting outside in your front yard, that's not sci-fi. If it's just landed, that's not sci-fi. It's there. And who's going to be interested in watching sci-fi movies and TV if disclosure has hit us in the face? And so, according to this article, again by Stephen Griffiths, good article, he brings up a good point that maybe the sci-fi writers and producers sense something or even know something the rest of us don't know yet. Maybe they sense that it's all about to happen and they just don't want to dump a lot of money into something that is going to have no market the morning after. I think that's a possibility. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It's open line live tonight. BYOT, bring your own topic. The telephone numbers are, and the phone lines are open, 623-444-5889. That's the main number. First-time callers, we have a first-time caller line. Makes it a little bit easier for you to get in. And that telephone number is 623-237-3814. For those outside the USA, if you don't want to make that international call, outside the USA and outside of Canada, we have a flash message option on the website. Just go to kevinsmithshow.com, scroll down, you'll see the picture about tonight's show. To the right of that is the link for flash messages. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jerome.
Last night you had that James Horak on.
Yeah.
And I found him to be very interesting. One of the things I wanted to mention is, in your closing, you said that you and him witnessed a couple of things together, and you didn't expound on that. Would you be able to, you know, elaborate on that?
Sure. And I've done that in previous shows as well, so I'm not trying to keep it a secret. One of the things that he had told me on the telephone that you could see occasionally from his residence is apparently a jet aircraft. All you can see is it's so high, I mean so incredibly high, all you can see is the sun is reflecting off of something that looks silvery, okay? It's just a tiny little dot about the size of a pinhead reflecting light. But it has a contrail. And you can watch them. He had told me about this. You watch them climb, and sometimes they climb almost straight up. And then they dive towards the ground. And as they dive towards the ground, they will suddenly freeze. Now, I know that sounds nuts, right? That sounds crazy. That they just stop. Contrail and all. Sounds crazy. And I didn't tell him, look, I think you're crazy. I mean, people tell me something that they've seen. Well, just because I haven't seen it doesn't mean it's not real. But, you know, our normal experience says that doesn't happen. That's not possible. Well, I've stood in his backyard with him and watched it happen. I saw it happen. And I saw it happen more than once in just a few days. Sounds crazy. I don't expect anybody to believe it. But I'm telling you that I saw it. And it was exactly as he had described it. There are some weird things that happen in that particular area. That particular area is on the sort of the outskirts of Fort Worth in Texas. Some weird stuff happens out there. And I've seen it. That was principally what I was talking about.
Okay, I just wondered on that. One other thing, and this is a completely different subject, and it's more of a human interest.
Okay.
Here. You mentioned one time, either was on your K-Files or may have been in your program, that you were a victim of a robbery one time?
Yeah, I was. And that was while I was an international police officer. It was not a... I use the word robbery because when you're on the air and it's not an open line show, or if you're putting it in print, you try to use words that convey something quickly. In a technical sense, it was not a personal robbery. In other words, nobody put a gun up to me and said, "Give me your money." What happened, I was at that point, I was the police commander in Vekeke, East Timor. And I had traveled up to the capital city for the purpose of catching an airplane the next day to go see my wife in Thailand. And so it always, you know, you go up there on one day, you spend the night, and then you get to the airport and take your flight out the next day. When I tried to check into the hotel, they told me, well, you know, the lady that does the check-ins has gone to lunch. And I said, well, can't somebody else do it? Well, no. And so I said, well, okay. At that time, I was building a house in Thailand, and it was a pay-as-you-go thing. So I would go to Thailand every 30 days. I would get leave. I would go to Thailand. I would take money with me and pay for the next 30 days of building. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I had the money with me, and I had it in a backpack, and I had it in the car, and I parked the car right out in front of a restaurant, and me and another international policeman, this restaurant was right next to the hotel. We went and sat on at one of the tables outside on the sidewalk. And while we were sitting there, someone broke the window in the car and took the backpack. So that's, and I lost, that at that point I lost $7,000. And then I had an idiot American investigator, absolute idiot. How that guy ever got to be chief of investigations in the capital city, I will never know. He was an absolute idiot. Challenged me that I didn't have that kind of money with me.
Well, maybe that's a case of the Peter principle, you know.
Well, I can tell you, he was a complete embarrassment to police work everywhere, and particularly to police work that wears an American flag. I had to prove that I had that kind of money in that backpack. And, I was thinking, if I was not a police commander, and I used to be his boss. I had been the acting chief of operations for all of the police in the whole mission, and I hated it. And so when I caught my two bosses out of the country, I transferred myself down to the Keke.
Mm-hmm.
And I became the police chief down in the Keke. So I had been this guy's boss, and I ever after wondered, if I had not had high position, how would I have been treated by this guy? How was the general public being treated by this guy?
Well, it's really a shame, because, like you said, even no matter how he treated you, you were never going to get your money back.
No, I didn't expect to get it back.
Yeah,
I didn't expect I would ever get it back. But the thing is that you need to do a report. There needs to be an investigation. I called on the radio and told them to send someone out. He about 30 minutes go by, and he got on the radio and said, "Well, just come down to the station tomorrow, and we'll do a report." I said, "No, wait a minute. The evidence is right here. The fingerprints are here now. You're telling me that this is not $7,000 being taken is not important enough for you to get up and come out here and investigate? Is that what you're telling me?" I said that on the radio.
Well, Kevin, thanks for sharing that, because when you use the word robbery, I took it in the literal sense, as opposed to a burglary where it's not on your person.
I debated about which word to use. If I use burglary, most people would have thought somebody broke into my house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I chose to use the word robbery, because it was a little bit closer to kind of what happened. But a frontal assault where somebody says, "Give me your money," is destined to end with somebody going to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe me, but maybe not.
Yeah, that's why I thought if I always assumed you would be armed, and I thought, how that would not be the case, that one or the other would not happen.
Yeah, the thing is, I was too many steps away from the car to get to it in time.
Mm-hmm.
On this thing.
Kevin,
hey, look, thanks for the call, Jerome.
Yeah, and thanks for sharing the story.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it is BYOT, Bring Your Own Topic, and we will talk about whatever you would like to talk about. So what do you think about this now? We look at these sci-fi shows, and we look at these sci-fi movies, and we have speculated, those of us who deal with the topic of UFOs, we have speculated about whether or not these sci-fi writers maybe have some inside information it certainly seems that they get some inside information, doesn't it? Especially with the X-Files, remember? It certainly seems that they get some inside information. Well, now, in the silence, and I'm surprised it took an article to call my attention to it, because I focus on silence. When a black hole develops in information, it draws my attention. It took this article to draw my attention to it. Good article. But here's this silence that seems to have developed from sci-fi. There aren't as many sci-fi programs out there now on TV. There aren't as new productions. There aren't as many sci-fi movies coming out now. And is it possible that all of this points to disclosure coming soon? Is that a possibility? In other words, if all of these films, think about this, you had Close Encounters, Flight of the Navigator, The Last Starfighter, all the Alien films, Terminator, Predator, Mission to Mars, July 4th, Independence Day, that's what it is, Independence Day, all of these, we've all speculated that they were softening us up, getting us prepared for disclosure, right? So now, is it that they've sort of just packed up that genre and said we're as prepared as we're ever going to be? Disclosure's on the way. Is that it? Now, one of the things that's been going around, you've heard it, is that there's going to be this false flag alien invasion. Not real aliens, but they're just going to make it look like we're getting invaded by aliens so that there can be martial law. Make no mistake about this, even though we don't talk about it much on this show, there are people that you're paying with a government paycheck who want to kill this constitutional republic, and they're working every day for it. We'll talk more about that when we come. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and as we went to break, I was saying, make no mistake about it, there are people that, if you're a U.S. citizen, you are paying these people, some of these people, you're paying them with government paychecks. They're on the government payroll. Some of them hold high positions, who somewhat secretly want to destroy what we call this constitutional republic. And some of these people have made statements to that effect. They don't say, I want to destroy the republic. What they do is they propose things. Well, some of them do. Some of them say that. They propose things that are absolutely outrageously unconstitutional. And then they work to get that implemented either with legislation or with a presidential edict. Those are called executive orders. And so, you know, it is entirely possible that the rumors that we've heard about this false flag plan may in fact be not rumors. I mean, it may be real. But the idea is that there would be a false flag operation in which a fake alien invasion of Earth would be staged, and then government would have an excuse to declare martial law. This latest thing with Osama bin Laden is not playing well in Peoria. and people aren't buying it. So what's next? Could it be that false flag thing? Is that what has happened to all the sci-fi TV and sci-fi movies? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Donna from California.
Hi.
Hey, you know, this disclosure thing, who cares? Who cares what they say if the government comes out and tells us anything? I don't buy anything they say anyway. And I don't think martial law is going to happen because there's too many armed people, legally armed and some not so legally armed. They've lost all their credibility. If they told me today was Thursday, I wouldn't believe them. I can't name one politician I trust. I just think that if they were going to do a false flag, they missed their chance.
Well, I will say this. If they're going to do a false flag that had even a prayer of fooling anybody, they missed their chance. But they don't seem to be in tune with reality. They really don't. I mean, Washington, D.C. is so unplugged from reality. They are so unplugged from the rest of humanity and particularly from the rest of America that, you know, they're drinking from their own wisdom barrel and they do things that make no sense to the rest of the world, no sense to you and me. And so in that light, I think they could pull it off. I don't think they could make anybody believe it, but I think they could try it.
I don't think they have a clue of the opposition that they're going to have. They start trying to put people in camps. I'll tell you what, they won't put me in a camp. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, let me give you a little something here that will be very disturbing for you and for everybody else listening in the United States of America. In April, early April, the government, you know, they have a government contract that they're trying to get bidders for, they put it on this website, and government contractors that are approved as government contractors have access to that website, and they can see what new contracts are coming up, what it entails, and when the due date is. And they put it up. It was up for a day or two, and then they took it down. And what they wanted, are you ready for this? They wanted it was almost half a million, like 479,000 detainee handbooks for FEMA.
Yeah, I heard about that. You know, but we have a lot of problems all coming together at once that we probably have never had in our history of being a country. You know, we don't have any money anymore. I think people are on a real, real short fuse. And it doesn't take much anymore to push people right off the edge, and they don't tolerate things like they used to. And the country is so divided that I think they would have a hard time getting a consensus on anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see it happening. I think if anything, they're looking for a way to get out of our way, not the other way. They cannot be so stupid to think they have control.
I think they can.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they are that stupid.
Well, I don't know. Well, then they're certainly going to be no big loss. I think that their days are truly numbered, and. It's just not our country. It's the entire world, and you know, even aside from the UFO and all the other things we have going on, we have so many problems. I just don't think it's going to be that big of a deal for people, even if they haven't ever really given a second thought. You know, people are so busy. If they have a job, they're working 60, 70 hours a week just trying to meet their bills. They lose touch about what's going on in the news and in the world. And then there's people like me that sometimes I just got to unplug.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I just feel like going up sometimes and shaking somebody and saying, what's the matter with you? Don't you know what's going on? You know?
It's like they're all anesthetized.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like my friend says all the time, they're putting something in our water. But I don't know. I think that they, I just don't think they can pull it off.
Well, you know, and I agree. I don't think they can pull it off in a way where people buy it and believe it. But I don't think that'll keep them from trying. I really don't.
Look at how up in arms people get, like, on the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at how up in arms people are over the Patriot Act and, you know, the deficit. And, I mean, people are just right there anymore. They're just pushing back. You know,
oh, yeah, but I don't think we've even begun to see pushback yet.
Yeah, I think that there could be a lot of problems down the road, but especially when, as more and more stuff comes out, when people really find out what's going, you know, like some of the things I think. And then I wonder, you know, am I the one that's out of touch? Am I the one that's losing it now? Because I read stuff and it makes sense to me, and I think, boy, that's really, you know, that's out there.
You know, the problem, the truth is weird anyway.
Yeah.
But the problem is, for these folks in Washington, they are way more weird than the truth.
I guess.
You know, and they stand out like a sore thumb for the whole world. I get email from people around the world, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm getting email from people around the world who are asking, is the news reporting about this new birth certificate? Is the news in America reporting about this new birth certificate that Obama has released about it being fake? And they're saying, because that is huge news over here. I had one from Rome. I had one from England. I've had one from France. I've had one from, where was the other one from? Anyway. And they're saying it's being reported over here. Well, you know, you and I know,
mm-hmm.
that's not being reported over here. It's in the alternative news sources.
I'm going to waste my time with the news media, the local news media. I don't even, you know, in fact, I've disconnected my cable. You
mm-hmm.
know, I don't even mess with that anymore. If I want to know what's going on, I have to go to your show. You know, I go, you know, this is where I get my information. I don't even pay attention to that stuff anymore. In fact, I can't even really stand to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at them sometimes and the stuff they cover, you know, the stories.
But the thing is, you see, that is the pablum that gets fed to the masses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, a break's taking over. I got to run. Thanks for the call,
Thank
Donna.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and it's Open Line Live tonight. Let's go straight to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, this is Mike from Kentucky, Kevin.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Good.
That lady that just called in was talking about, you and her were talking about the birth certificate and all this. Do you think it's rather coincidental that at the time when this is being refuted more and more, that they come up with the Osama bin Laden story as a distraction?
It very well could be. I don't know that it is. I think it's very curious, especially when you put with that, and you may have heard the show the other night where someone mentioned to me that Madeleine Albright had made a statement about this.
Yeah.
Several years ago, and I said, well, I had not heard that. And so I was not familiar with it. Well, I have now heard it, and she did make a comment on Fox News that, and this was during the, it was the run-up toward the re-election campaign for George W., and she said, well, you know, Osama bin Laden has been dead for some time. They got him on ice. so they can wheel him out at a time that would be politically expedient. And apparently there, some people are saying that there were plans to do that then to bolster the reelection of George W. I don't know that to be true, but I do know she said that. And so because she said it and because of a lot of coverage over that statement, they didn't do it. And, you know, the burial at sea thing, I don't have a problem with them burying him at sea. I think it makes sense. That way you don't have a place where he's buried in the ground and all of his people that think he's a saint can come and venerate and worship Osama bin Laden. Okay, so you remove that by burying him at sea. I don't have a problem with that. Here's what I have a problem with. I have a problem with that they did it before there was an autopsy.
Yep.
An autopsy would have determined when he died. So if he died years ago and has been kept in a deep freeze, they would have known that from the autopsy immediately. Well, the excuse, we did it, according to Islamic law, he has to be buried within 24 hours. That's been shattered because the Islamic scholars are writing all over the internet that there's no such rule in Islam.
Yep.
So it does make it very suspicious. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, what better way to dodge a bullet and get the tension away from himself or that particular conservative attitude than to do something like this? At least the average person who is so full of, resentment and I can understand it, hatred over the loss of their own loved ones, this would give them a way to vent it, and it would take the attention off of the president for a while.
Yeah, but this is pretty much blown up in their face now.
Exactly, like everything else is going to do. I'll tell you, the idea of a country is there's rules, regulation, laws, constitutions, and so forth and so forth. But as you know, we're basically the only country in the world that you can travel from coast to coast without being stopped to show your papers. And so we move around too much for them to be able to know where we're at if we decide that they're looking for us. So what are they going to do? They're going to run oil prices through the roof so that you can't afford to go anywhere.
No, let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to tap their buddy Apple Computers on the shoulder, and they're going to say, we now are going to be in control of that new database you've got that tracks every single move that someone makes if they have an iPhone or an iPad.
And I have neither.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, I've read articles that say, well, you can turn it off. You know, you can turn that tracking off with this application. And yet the Senate hearings on this revealed that doesn't stop them tracking you. It doesn't work. You can turn it off. It looks like you turned it off, but they're still tracking you.
Well, they probably have a way of turning it back on after you thought you turned it off.
Well, it just doesn't turn it off is the thing.
Yeah.
It just doesn't turn it off. And, it tracks you down to what houses you visit, what stores you go to, what products you buy.
Yep.
Everything. And it can get you right down to the date, the time, the minute, and the second.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It reminds you of some of these movies that we've seen in the past, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and this is one reason the Kevin does not carry a cell phone.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I think you're better off. tell you the truth.
I'm much freer.
That you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I unfortunately remember a time when it was a much better place to live.
You know something? I talk to people from, and any time I see someone that I know has immigrated here from another country, I talk to them about it, you know, where are you from and when did you come here? And I'm interested because I've been all over the world and I'm just interested in, you know, people's stories. And I'm running into more and more of these people who have come here, have become citizens, and they're throwing their hands up and saying, I may as well go back home. And they, one that I talked to owns a restaurant and has been here now since World War II. And she kind of threw her hands up. She said, I may as well go back home. She said, this is as bad or worse than what I left.
Yep. Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was growing up in the late 40s and early 50s, I have a vivid memory of what was going on back then. And it wasn't anything like what's going on today.
Yep, so. It was a different world, and it was a different country. You know, it was a country that still had a constitution.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you aware that confound it, where the White House is?
Washington D.C.
In a moment here, that they have their own constitution that's separate from the United States Constitution. They're in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So they regulate themselves by a totally different constitution than they regulate us. That's how they get by with this stuff.
Well, yeah, but you know, let me tell you something. They get by with this stuff because dumb mushroom America keeps electing them.
I know. You got that right.
And, you know, it's sad to see the country going the way it's going, and yet I do not feel sympathy for Americans. You elected it, like it.
You know, I was talking to Mr. Horak this afternoon for a few moments, and he is almost getting to the point of, you know, becoming physically or emotionally ill over the despair that he thinks is fixing to occur in the not-too-distant future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I don't let it get to me, because whatever is just is, and whatever is going to happen will just happen, and we'll all have to deal with it. But, you know, I guess there are people who think, well, you know, that statement I just made about I don't feel sympathy for Americans.
Yeah.
Over this, there are people that will criticize me for that. I know because I've made the statement before. You've heard me say it.
I have.
So I'm going to get an email that criticizes me for that and tells me that you know, I don't have the right attitude and the right outlook on that. But be that as it may, you know, if you're standing on a 20-story building and you're moving towards the edge, and I'm saying, don't do it, don't do it, back up, don't jump, it'll kill you, don't jump. If you jump, oh well.
Yeah. You know, when they finally awaken to the realization that their pie-in-the-sky government is not so pie-in-the-sky after all, they're really going to be shocked.
Well, they may awaken to that reality from the bottom of a ditch in a FEMA camp.
Yeah, or they may awaken from it when they're falling off that building.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I'm just going to live free until I don't. You know, I think that's all any of us can do. And
sure.
I don't worry about it. Whatever will be, will be.
Yeah. All worry does get you gray hair.
Oh, well, I might start worrying then, because at least it's hair. Even if it's gray, it would be hair. I might do that. All right, Mike, I got to run, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Talk to you later.
All right. 623-444-5889. That is the number to the studio here. That's the main number. And if you call that number, it will transport you directly into the studio, and we can talk about whatever is on your mind, all right? If you're a first-time caller, you can call me at 623-237-3814. 623-237-3814. I have a flash message here from John over in Ireland. Hi, Kevin. April 29th covered the topic of a possible mission to Mars sometime during 70. That would be 1970. And he says he doesn't accept that it took place then. Now, he's posted this in our forum, so I encourage you to go read it. It's pretty detailed, and it's plausible what he's saying. I'm not going to read it all because it's pretty long here, but what he comes down to is that the optimum window for this mission to Mars, a secret mission to Mars, the optimum window would have been in 1973. And what he says makes a lot of sense. Now, the basis for us saying 1970, we didn't say it happened, but the reason we use the date 1970 is because Luca Scantamburlo in Italy wrote an article informing us of information that he had received from an informant who provided some pretty inside kind of information and said that this mission did take place. Now, he told Luca that it happened in 1970, and he told Luca that it was Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong were two of the astronauts involved, and that Buzz Aldrin actually got out and walked on the surface of Mars. He provided a picture to Luca, a photograph, that allegedly is Buzz Aldrin walking on Mars. And so we did that show about could this be. And, you know, we're not saying that it did happen, but there's some pretty curious things that have kind of cropped up. There's that story. And then there is the fact that you have Buzz Aldrin on television all excited saying, we don't need to go back to the moon. Let's go to Mars. Did you know there's a big monolith, a big structure on that little moon of Mars called Phobos? And he's talking about it. So it kind of sounds like he's been there. He doesn't say that he has, but it kind of sounds like it. And then you have astronaut Gene Cernan taking the other position. Buzz says, we do not need to go to the moon. Let's go to Mars. Gene Cernan says, Buzz thinks that we shouldn't go to the moon, but we agree on some other things, such as blah, 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 and he thinks we need to go back to Mars, and I support him in that. That was on national television. He actually said that. So when you put all of it together, it kind of looks like there's a possibility that a mission to Mars did take place. There's also an interesting possibility or an interesting thing that happened that kind of makes you think maybe it took place. And that is, there is a movie called Mission to Mars. Remember that movie? And in Mission to Mars, they actually go inside the face on Mars. Remember? What's interesting about that is that a major chunk of the financing for that movie came from NASA. NASA financed a big chunk of that movie. So, I don't know. Did we go? I don't know. I hope we did. I hope we've been to Mars. People say there's that we have at least one base there. I've heard we have two. I don't know, but I hope so. I hope that's real. All right, 623-237-3814 is the first time caller line. If you've never called us before, this is the perfect time to do it. When we do an open line show and we have a first-time caller line open for you, this is the perfect time to give us a call because it's a lot easier to get through. And you might say, well, nobody's, you know, I don't hear anybody calling right now. I could call on the other number. Yes, you can. However, it's interesting what happens. Everybody gets the impulse, it seems like, everybody gets the impulse at one time to call. And so you get like four or five people trying to call in all at the same time. Only one is going to get in. Everybody else is going to get a recording that says the lines are full. Okay, only one gets put in. Well, I can put several people on hold, but the point is it loads up all at once. All right? But the first-time caller line gives you the opportunity to slide past that and get to me and get on the air. So if you've never called us before, use that first-time caller line. 623-237-3814 is that first-time caller number. The main number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. I think, you know, we've, so far tonight, we've talked about things having to do, I think you could say, well, it has to do with freedom in America. I think you could say it has to do with fraud in America. I think you could say it has, we've talked about things that have to do with darkness, a foot in the land here in America. All of that's true. All of that's true. Freedom is under attack. There's fraud in excessively high places. Excessive fraud. There is darkness afoot in the land. But there are some other things that are connected to that. Listen, let me tell you. The UFO enigma, the UFO phenomenon, is connected to all of that. Think about how it might be connected. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan.
Hello, Rusty.
Hi, Kevin. If UFO disclosure was to come from White House or, you know, direct disclosure, you think it, what impact would it have on our freedom? Would it have anything to do with it?
If it's real UFO disclosure, no. If it's false flag, it will have everything to do with our freedom, yes. It will be designed to take freedom from us. What little teaspoon, eyedropper bit of freedom is left will be gone.
Do you think the governments or do you think the ETs will be the first to disclose?
Well, I don't, you know, if it's real, honest disclosure, I think that's already happening. I think the ETs are already doing that. And it's not so much disclosure as it is they're just revealing themselves more and more and more. So I think that's already underway. If what we're talking about is someone standing in front of a camera and giving a speech, I'm pretty sure that's going to be a lie. And that'll come from, here in the United States, that will come from the government. There's pretty fair evidence that if they are speaking, it's a lie.
Yeah, it's a fact. But, you know, it's just, what I hear from everyone is just, you know, even people that don't listen to UFOs or anything, just government thing, just so many people are, you know, just don't trust them no more. So I don't think any UFO disclosure from them is going to have a huge impact.
Well, look, it's going to have about the same impact as Osama. We got Osama bin Laden. Nobody believes him. Well, let me change that. Some people do. I have no doubt that he's dead, But the story, we're now on the third version of this story, okay? At least the third, maybe the fourth or fifth version, but there are now three revisions that have come out from the government about Osama. First, there was a firefight, and he was firing, and he was resisting, and they tapped him. And then, well, he didn't actually shoot at anybody. Okay, but he offered resistance. And then there's only one man in the house had a gun. There is a picture of that one man laying on the ground. The only gun that can be seen is a green water pistol. Have you seen that?
Not the green water pistol, no.
It's under his right shoulder. The butt of the gun, the handle of the gun is sticking out from under his right shoulder. Now, that doesn't mean that there was no real gun, but that's the only one that's in the picture. And those pictures were taken by Pakistani security. Let me say this. Look at the impact this story has had. First, in the first few minutes, everyone was all right. And then once we had time to think about it and we had time to listen to what was being said, not everyone, but huge numbers of people backed off and said, "Now, wait a minute. This thing stinks like rotten fish." So even, see, the government has lied to us so much that even if what they're telling us about Osama bin Laden's death, if it's absolutely gospel truth, too bad, too late, people don't believe them. So I think you'd get the same thing with UFO disclosure.
Another thing tied in with that bin Laden story is I don't think it was done to help the president any. I think it was done so that we could have an excuse to do some other kind of action over Pakistan or wherever. I don't think it was done to help him, you know, in any way.
Who knows why they did it? You know, you make a good point. They are ramping up the rhetoric against Pakistan. And believe me, if we get into it with Pakistan, we just got into it with China. Hey, you want to hang on through the break, or does that cover it?
No, that's it for me.
All right, thanks for the call. We'll be back, folks, right after this. To the Kevin Smith Show. It's open line live tonight. The telephone numbers are 623-237-3814 for the first-time callers. If you're a first-time caller, 623-237-3814. If you are, if you've called before, the main number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. All right. We also have the flash message option open on the website, and we invite you, if you're outside of the USA and outside of Canada, you can call us at 623-444-5889, or you can use the flash message option, but you must be outside the USA and Canada. Flavio in Italy has written, you said a couple of nights before that you believe the government's, that I believe the government's Osama story. Do you still believe that given, do you still believe that given there are no photos? What I said is, if you remember, Flavio, I said it is trending that direction at this point. And I said things can change. And things have changed, yes. All right. We're going to take a telephone call, and then we'll get to the rest of Flavio's flash message. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling? Hello, caller. Okay. Caller is not there. So Flavio says, also I want to call on the Kevin Smith Show listeners who know Photoshop to tell us once and for all if Obama's birth document is authentic or not. I am sure Michael Shermer and Bill Nye think it is, regardless of the evidence. Is there any doubt these guys are just debunkers and not just skeptics? Yeah, well, it would be Adobe. Instead of Photoshop, it would be Adobe Illustrator. That would be the program to use. And there are several videos out showing that it is not authentic. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Well, this is John from Mesa. How you doing?
Doing well, John. How are you?
Doing well myself.
Good. What's on your mind?
We were touching on the how out of touch Washington is, and I just wanted to bring up, a lot of times people think that if the government folds up, we're going to be just up a creek like a lot of these other countries that have nothing, no other structure to them except the government. But we've got state governments, we've got city governments, we're organized down to the individual practically all over the country. We've got churches, we've got fraternal groups, we've got, you know, and to think that we're just going to be running amok over here, I think is wrong.
There will be some minor tremors in the economic system. Now, they will seem major, but they're not. They're minor because they will correct themselves within weeks, not months. They'll correct themselves to the point where recovery begins almost immediately, I think.
Oh, I think so, too. I've heard estimates anywhere, you know, from weeks to 6 months.
See, I don't think it'll be 6 months.
With the way we're already organized as much as we are, it's just a matter of getting governors together. And if we don't like the governors, we're a lot more in touch with our governors than we are with even our representatives who go to Washington.
Yeah.
And we can handle the problems of the state. And then once the state's all rallied, then we can set up another government that looks just like the old one, except with a better checks and balances.
Are you aware of the fact that pretty much that's already been done by states who have declared sovereignty?
I'm tickled to death to see it. I think it scares the hell out of Washington. Excuse my French.
Yeah, I didn't know you spoke French. I'm impressed.
Just a word here or there, you know.
Yeah, well, I think it probably does. Do you know more than half of our states have joined this lawsuit against the Obamacare law?
Mm-hmm. And that's us as individual states organizing and saying we've had enough.
Yeah.
And it's the beginning, and I don't think it's going to be the end.
Well, I do think Washington is in a tailspin. It's pretty obvious to me. Have you ever seen a dog chase its tail, can't quite catch it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. All right. Well, that's pretty much where Washington D.C. is. They are in a tailspin, and they don't really. They are so far out of touch with what America really thinks of them. It's just unbelievable how out of touch they are.
I'm wondering if it's because there's so many people in Washington D.C. with their hands out. They think the whole country is like that.
Well, it could be that, but a whole lot of it is that we have sent to Washington. Not everybody that's been elected fits this, but almost everybody, a huge majority of them, have a New World Order philosophy, a globalist philosophy, a philosophy of world government, and they know that there would be outcry from sea to shining sea if they went public with that. They found that out when George Bush did it. George Bush won. They found out what kind of outcry there would be. So what they do is they've adopted also the philosophy of positive relativism. Now, that's a philosophy where you keep all of the symbols, but you redefine them. So you still have the flag. You still have the eagle. You still have the pledge. You still talk about the Constitution, but you redefine it all. And you define away everything it has meant.
And, yeah, take away the freedoms, and I think that's...
And that's what they've been doing now for several decades.
It's probably the straw that finally woke up enough people, at least in 20-some states, enough to file suit in a court that I feel somewhat is stacked against the people, the Supreme Court, but that's just a personal opinion.
All courts are stacked against the people. Now, the courts now operate under maritime law. They don't operate under the Constitution.
Right, and when you go to court and they say, "Is this you?" and you look at your name in all capital letters, that means that you are agreeing that you are a corporation, and then you are liable under maritime law.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people don't know that.
Right.
Hey, John, I want to thank you for the call, man. I got to move along.
Okay, it's good talking to you.
Good talking with you. Thank you for calling in. Let me ask you quickly, since I'm no longer in the area, what's the temperature in the Phoenix area today?
We did not quite hit 100 today.
I'm glad I'm gone.
Tomorrow.
I'm glad I'm gone.
What's the temperature where you are?
Well, it did not hit 60 today.
Oh, okay. Well, darn, you must be really suffering up there.
Oh, it's terrible. Thanks for the call. All right, folks. 623-444-5889. Give us a call. It's Open Line Live. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. Tony in Australia. Hi, Kevin. I would like to hear your thoughts on this. I live in a small rural town in New South Wales, Australia. In the last 2 weeks, hundreds of jet airplanes have been going overhead, leaving these massive contrails. Now, this has never happened before like this in this part of Australia. Could it be a shield that they are spraying up there to protect us for what is coming in 2012? All the best. If it is the stuff they've been spraying us with in America, it's not healthy for you. If it is the stuff that they've been spraying in America, it's not to protect you. It will kill you slowly. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello,
this
caller.
This is Alan from Missouri.
Alan, what's on your mind this evening?
Well, a couple of things. You had a caller call earlier asking about the robbery. And what I was thinking was that you had some kind of a credit card fraud going against you, too.
Not quite. It was a debit card. Someone was able to get my debit card number, and all of a sudden, I'm sitting here in the United States, and all of a sudden, I'm spending money all over London. Somebody was spending money, my money, all over London, and they drained the account.
Well, I know you like to think of it maybe as your money, but I kind of think of it as our money.
Well, yeah, it is. It is. But you know, it was my debit card that allows me to pay the bills for the show. But all of a sudden, there it was being spent all over London.
Okay, next question. Steel Eye. Where did Steel Eye come from?
Back when I was a deputy sheriff, there was a I had a suspect that I was interviewing. We had him in the interview room, me and another deputy. When I interview someone, I watch their eyes. There are specific movements that I watch for in those eyes that tell me whether the person is telling me the truth or whether they're fabricating, whether they're making it up. And it's pretty accurate, very accurate. So I look right into their eyes, and this guy was getting real nervous, and I asked him, I said, well, what are you so nervous about? I mean, we weren't beating this guy with a rubber hose or waterboarding him or, I mean, you know, I was just talking to him. You know, of course, we didn't do those things anyway, but I was just talking to him. I said, what are you so nervous about? And he says, well, you don't have to look at me with those GD steel eyes, do you? So the other deputy thought it was funny, and he just started sort of ribbing me about that later and saying, old steel eye. So that's where it came from.
Have you ever seen that TV program called Lie to Me?
It seems like I have, but, you know, honestly, I go months without turning the television on.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just go have to keep watching it for both of us.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
All right. Thanks for the call. 623-444-5889. That's the main number here in the studio. Or you can, if you're a first-time caller, you can call us at 623-237-3814. So 623-444-5889, main number, 623-237-3814. First-time callers. And we have a flash message from Brazil. Roberto, he says, I did go back home to Rio with the U.S. becoming... Oh, okay. I did go back home to Rio with the U.S. becoming a police state. Also, every tech expert says that Google is worse than Apple and Android. They're working with the government. Google's former CEO is Obama's advisor. About Osama, maybe he was not on ICE. Maybe he was kept alive and in a special prison just to be killed and rolled out at some time. Possible. It's possible. Thank you, Roberto. All right. We'll be back right after this. Back to the Kevin Smith Show, and welcome back to Open Line Live. Let's go to the telephone and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Tony from Denver. I'm trying to be your regular last caller of the show.
Well, Tony from Denver, what is on your mind?
Kevin, I really enjoyed last night's show with James.
Uh-huh.
I love it when there's talk about aliens like Jerry Wills and James himself.
Uh-huh.
Kevin, I know you have had Cynthia T. Crawford on the show, but I want to ask you about how many more aliens you know about.
Well, quite honestly, that's it. As you know, these are people that have told me. Well, now, James Horak has not told me that he is an alien. He phrases it differently. He describes it differently. But these are people who have told me that they are from somewhere else. And with Jerry Wills, I told my producer, I'll get this out in a minute, I told my producer several months before Jerry ever told me, I told my producer, I said, you know something, if I've ever met anybody that is an alien, it's got to be Jerry Wills. And then several months go by, and Jerry tells me about it one day. Okay? And I don't doubt it. You know, that doesn't mean I believe. I also don't disbelieve. I just don't doubt. I mean, if you hang around the guy, you will see things and notice things that are just not from here.
Yeah, my dad's having some health problems right now, and I'm trying to get him to contact Jerry and, you know, have Jerry heal him, but he's kind of afraid to do it for some reason.
Well, there are some very amazing stories. And the very first time I ever heard of Jerry Wills was I watched on YouTube, and I don't remember if it was ABC News or Fox News. I don't remember who it was. But it was a news report about him and a guy that had been in a coma, serious injury, and they were considering disconnecting him from life support. And Jerry went in and spent a few minutes with him and came out and told his wife, your husband would like to talk with you.
Yeah, I saw that. And yeah. The guy says a big, tall, white guy came into me somehow into my mind and told me it was okay to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the first time I ever heard of Jerry. And because of that, I asked him to be a guest on the show, and in the course of talking with him, discovered that he was living right there in the same city where I was living. So, and then we became friends, and now, of course, he is the associate host of this show. He's going to be my guest tomorrow night, by the way.
Well, it looks like I'll have to call in again.
Yeah, there's been a development, and I think people will be very interested in this development.
I'm already interested.
Yeah, well, you should be. It's going to be a good show.
You know, James was on to something last night, because on the moon, Jerry's good friend Ingo Swann says that the aliens or the humans on the moon, whatever you want to call them, they don't wear clothes either.
Well, you know, they'll never accept me into their society. I'm wearing clothes. You know, I don't care if everybody else is running naked. I'm wearing clothes.
Do you have any reason to believe that the aliens maybe are neurologically controlling the thoughts of the U.S.?
No.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this.
I mean, maybe they are, but I have not seen any evidence that they are. I think there are attempts at mass mind control, and the major attempt is done through lamestream media. The secondary attempt is done through movies and music. I don't... that's humans doing that. That's the government and various parts of the government doing that. And I don't see any evidence that aliens are doing it. Maybe they are, but I haven't seen the evidence.
Well, I was thinking maybe the evidence is how so many people could believe in Osama Zombie 6, or why Osama has 9 lives.
It is true that the government has claimed to have killed him 9 times. That's true.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I've had to take my hands and count them over and over again how many times I've killed him now.
Well, there have been claims to 9 times, and so maybe that was it. He ran out of lives. Yeah.
Well, Kevin, great show. I'm looking forward till tomorrow night. You don't want to give us a hint on what Jerry's going to talk about, do you?
No. No, not at all. Kevin. But it's going to be good.
A little baby hint?
Okay, here you go. It will be something right. compelling, interesting, and keep you on the edge of your seat.
Oh, okay. I think I just about got it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, mercy. Yeah, you don't want to miss that show tomorrow night because I'm not kidding. There has been a development that he's going to be sharing with us. There actually were some witnesses to that development, and we think that at least one, maybe two of the witnesses will be on the show as well. We're hoping that works out. So he's going to be talking with us tomorrow night. If you don't know who Jerry Wills is, you need to just do an internet search for Jerry Wills, W-I-L-L-S. And get familiar with him. He is really an amazing individual. And I would say beyond amazing. Well, folks, I said earlier that all of this darkness afoot in the land does have at least one appendage, and maybe more, over in the UFO stuff. The immense secrecy that surrounds the information about UFOs and extraterrestrials within the various departments and agencies of the United States government has created what many people say is a police state. If it's not a police state, it's only a hair away. And it's the secrecy of UFOs and extraterrestrials that spawned most of that apparatus. That's one of the reasons I doubt we're ever going to see our government in this country step to the microphone with any face, a general, the president, secretary of defense. I don't think any of these people are ever going to step to the microphone in front of a camera and admit the truth. Because to admit the truth about UFOs and extraterrestrials means they have to give up all the apparatus of power by which they are strangling this country. They'll never. Well, that's it. That's a wrap for this evening. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. And you can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.